This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. Hello, and thank you for joining us again here on Uncensored Dads and the Uncensored Word. With me, as always, is Brother Matthew Olson from the Chip Monroe Congregation there in Leaf Summit, Missouri. Appreciate him being here with us this morning. And we're continuing our study from last week, as we looked at last time, the idea, answering the question, is Christianity censored? And last time we talked about how Christianity is censored in schools, and we addressed specifically prayers in school, asking and looking at ideas such as, can a child pray before eating lunch? Should a child pray, or can a child pray before a test? Or can a child pray at school in general? Should a child pray before, should there be prayers before a sporting event? Like, that's pretty common today, or in some places still pretty common. And what about Christian groups at school? When I was in school, actually, which I won't tell you how long ago that was, we did have Bible preaching, or not preaching, but we did have Bible groups there. Now, they were very generic, of course. I think I went to actually one, and it wasn't censored in from the school, but it was just a more of a everybody come as you are type of thing. And it wasn't specific groups that were gathered. It's just one and very generic. I think I went once and then that was it. But the point I'm making is they did exist. You know, today that's not really the case. In fact, I don't know of one Bible groups that exist anymore at schools. They used to sometimes meet before, or sometimes maybe perhaps after, but I haven't heard about anything like that in a long time. So we did talk about the idea how Christianity is censored in schools in various ways. And then we also began to look at, is the Christian censored in media, and really look at how the Christian is treated in general when it comes to the media. And asking the question, which is what we're going to pick up today, is, does the media censor or suppress Christian versions of media? Now, being involved, obviously, with podcasts such as this one, I think it's very clear, at least in my opinion, that most definitely it is suppressed in various different ways. Being on the producing side of it, so to speak, it is suppressed in various different ways, such as one, for instance, works different companies and different outlets will make it very difficult for you to ascertain the number of listeners. Used to be when we first started, it was pretty easy to do so. And now that has changed. You have to use third-party groups. And I think in many ways it's deliberate, in my opinion. I haven't seen anything to show me otherwise. It's very hard to get your material out there without having to spend a decent amount of money to do so. You know, Facebook is one example of that. You try to promote anything Christian related, they want you to spend money, and then they suppress that and make you, or seemingly try to make you, spend even more money to advertise it, to get it out there. And then it's just very generic and uncertain just how many people exactly you will reach with that. And to be honest, I'm not sure even sometimes how honest that is when it comes to them trying to get you to pay for what they call boosting a post sometimes on Facebook. You may see that option or something. That's what that is. But Christian media, in my opinion, most definitely is suppressed. You know, there's a lot of, for instance, there's a lot of religious groups, not necessarily groups that are part or represented by the Church of Christ, that put out movies and things today that are very clean, that are empty of foul language and nudity and sex scenes and those types of things. And while they're not something that's put out by the church, by the Church of Christ, but they do still teach a lot of good moral lessons. Definitely something much better than what you'll find on television. But very rarely do you see that being advertised on television. I don't think it's because of lack of trying. It's because it's so expensive for them to do so, and I think it's deliberately suppressed in that way, and definitely makes that just that much more difficult. You think about how, you know, you see some of these, you know, almost any movie, anytime you go to a movie, you see previews, for example, of movies that are really just look ridiculous. But if you go look at something for a Christian movie, I've never seen an advertisement for a quote unquote Christian movie in a theater. Not in a long time. In fact, the last time I think I heard people talk about a quote unquote, and I use that in quotes on purpose, Christian movie was probably Fireproof years ago with I forgot that name, Kirk Cameron, maybe that's
Kirk
correct.
Cameron.
No, thank you.
Kirk Cameron.
And it was actually a very good movie. It was a very good reminder about some things and that type of thing. But that was probably the last time I saw really a big advertisement about that, probably because of Kirk Cameron, to be honest. But the media, to answer that question, does the media suppress or censor Christian versions of media, podcasts, movies, things such as that? I think the answer is most definitely. So I'm gonna stop for just a second and let Matt add anything he'd like as we continue looking at this idea. Does the media censor Christian versions of media, Brother Matt?
Yeah, there's a couple of movies out there, like I know there's the Courageous Films and by the Alex Kendrick and Stephen Kendrick. I know they're, I think, basically Baptist or whatever. I've seen a couple of those out there. But a lot of these, like there's a pro-life movie out called Unplanned, I believe. And what they do is they label all these propaganda, basically, like Facebook and YouTube and all those things. They do it as propaganda, like, oh, that's just Christian propaganda thrown out there. That's not true how it is. And it's just sad how there's so much debauchery that's out there. Though these movies are not from the Church of Christ, understand, but we allow our kids to watch most of those movies, like Courageous, War Room, and I think a couple of my kids like the God's Not Dead, And we talk about it, we discuss it, like, hey, that's not right, that's not, but they're clean. That's the main thing, is they're clean. But what our society wants in the media is what sells, basically. Debauchery sells, cussing sells, smoking sells, alcohol, sex, drugs, kind of like back in the day where they say sex, drugs, and rock and roll, was, and that sells. And that's the sad thing is, and we try and suppress our kids from that. Not suppress, but, we talk about it openly. We talk about, the different movies out there, the different things you should see and you shouldn't see. And and then like you talked about, I don't know much about your podcasting or, I mean, this is I'm kind of a newbie to this thing, but I mean, it's kind of like you have to, it sounds to me like just listening to it, it's kind of like you have to cheat the system that's cheating you almost. You have to go to a third party and that's not fair. I mean, but we can throw, smoking ads up there. We can smoke drinking ads and all kinds of junk. But when I want to talk about Christianity, it's like, oh, well, wait, no, that's hate speech. That's talk. Calm down. You guys, we don't, Christians don't tolerate anything, and, we're just considered the, I guess you could say. So.
Yeah, and and definitely like you said here with this obviously, we don't you want to it's interesting to hear within to me within the last we made a big switch over to a whole new system and those types of things, but for instance, Apple wants to really what they're trying to do is get away from you using third party groups to get your numbers and want to rely on them. But then the we've been podcasting since only 5 years now, and we go to look at our numbers, and for several of them they try to say that doesn't exist, they don't even exist on iTunes, which is interesting because prior to that we were using a different system. Podcasts never left, they're always there, that type of thing, and the numbers were there, they're being pulled directly from them. But since then iTunes has made that much more difficult. I guess I'm going to tell you who it was because I just said iTunes. But anyway, they made it much more difficult, and under the guise of, oh, here's our own system now. And so they have a whole lot, they have some more hoops they want you to jump through and those types of things. But, the way I've responded to that and the way I've just like I have in the past is I just put our stuff in more places as well because iTunes is not the only place. We think about things like Spotify and Google, and now Amazon here within the last 2 weeks has come on with their own podcast system. So we'll be on, we've already received invites from them, which is nice when Amazon will send you an invite. So that's pretty cool. And so that's kind of been our response. It's just, we'll just go somewhere else. We know it's out there. We'll just, we'll do our best to estimate some things, and we'll keep moving forward. It's not going to be the end of everything, definitely. But it's very clear that things are made more difficult. I'm sure if we changed our format and started talking about sports, we'd probably see all of a sudden, oh look, everything works just fine.
Probably.
But that's not, yeah, but that's not the case. You know, that's not what we're here for. But you know, we look in the world that and like Matt said, anytime Christians begin to get a little too vocal, we're called, you know, we're accused of homophobia, we're accused of being haters of people, we're accused of being unloving and uncaring and all those types of things, which, interesting, considering the world we live in, we see a lot of uncaring things going on, but it's not from the Christian community. But, you know, I think about it every time I go to the gym, and when I do, I step up on the elliptical, and when you do, you can see all the televisions up there, and they have several, you know, all these different news broadcasts. And to me, that's the most frustrating part of the day, is because you see all the garbage that's out there, and it doesn't take you about maybe 30 seconds to pick out some. You realize it's just flat out lie and just hatred that is being spewed out from so many of these, and you probably pick out, if you're honest and logic, a lot of untruth in there. And you don't see you know, Christian things being promoted at all. Instead, you have people being you know, accused of things and that type of thing. It's like, who was it a couple of years ago when some people were attacked somewhere overseas, forget what it was, but they didn't call them Christians, they called them Easter worshipers, those types of things. You may remember that. And so, to me, that's just one example of it. They start changing terms. But, you know, when you think about Christianity being centered, go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that Christian, like you said, the Easter worshipers. I remember when that happened. It was, I'm not being political. It was when Obama was in there and he called them Eastern worshipers, mm-hmm. right? Because Muslims attacked them, right? And it's just funny how they're moving from Christians to different avenues, right? They're taking away the Christianness from our Christian name, right? And yes. I think the whole thing is, you know, what is our Christian faith found on? It's the number one thing to love, right? In Christ, you know, we don't like the sin, but we love the sinner, you know, mm-hmm. we want them to repent. But the world, like you said, just, man, there's so much debauchery, like just in the news, like you talk about the news, it's like, it's, there's so much hate speech, you know? And I remember hearing, this last, I know you were up there at the lectureships. I can't remember what it, maybe Terrence or somebody was talking about, like in California, how now it's accepting of, you know, they're not labeling their sex offenders. I mean, you know, it's like, mm-hmm. what do you mean? It's like, we're changing our whole dynamic. It's like, we're just allowing these things to creep in, you know, and Satan's out there like a roaring lion, man, you know, and we have the ability to say, no, you know, turn, we gotta stay in the word, and, you know, that's.
You know, and that battle, like Brother Terrence mentioned there about sex offenders not having to register, I remember years ago, you know, for a while, I thought it'd be really cool to be on a to have jury duty, to be in a jury. I don't know why I thought that was a good idea. I was young. I didn't say it was a good idea, but I thought it was interesting. And I actually got selected to go through the selection process. I didn't actually ever make it on the jury. I actually said some things pretty clear and bold, so I was pretty certain I would not be on there, and I was not, you know, bothered by that anymore. But as we got in there, what the whole case was about a man not wanting to register as a sex offender, and he had done some very disturbing things to multiple girls over several states of a very young age. And I can't remember what the question was exactly, and they asked me if I was happy with how this verdict was in this other case that I was familiar with. And I said, no, that guy should have went to jail. And I think that pretty much sealed it. But, you know, it's just a progression. Kind of like what Matt was saying, that we keep moving slowly and slowly towards this cliff. And then what happens? We start seeing signs like people are showing in Colorado where, you know, they're encouraging pedophilia or whatever, how you pronounce that there, with, you know, adults being with young children, and apparently those signs are being put up all over Colorado, and it's under the guise of love is love, and it's that's ridiculous. What the world has a very ridiculous view concerning love. I'm convinced most people really in the world don't even know what it is. It's not love, it's lust, and it's sin, no matter what people are trying to do to justify it.
For sure.
But
Just think of like Sodom and Gomorrah, how they the angels came and the Lot was like, here, take my daughter. They didn't want the daughters. They wanted the men, it's debauchery, it's sickness, And to think the way our world is going, and like you said, it's going to be a cliff, and it's just going to be a, I mean, it's getting pretty bad. So.
Well, then the next one we wanted to look at, and we only have just a few moments, we might just, this is a very generic and broad one, and that's really, we've already really been talking about it, and that is the Christian censored in the world in general? We kind of have this divided up. We probably should look at first as a Christian censored in the work, but we'll look at that in a moment. But really, what we've already been talking about, is Christianity censored in the world today? I think that's most definitely the case. We look at things today that it used to be. I think about newspaper articles for instance. It used to be that we could put a newspaper article in when I was in South Carolina. We could put a newspaper article in for free, and then as I started doing that, they began to charge because if you didn't, they were going to request permission to edit your article, and of course, I wanted nothing to do with that, and so we began to pay for it instead, and that's one way to censor Christianity, to censor that. They don't want anything that's going to offend others or offend some group that they might be affiliated with themselves. Which that really is a very common thing that you see newspapers doing that. And some even more now, it's no longer about whether you pay or not. It's subject to it being edited no matter what. Well, that defeats the whole purpose because then it's no longer the original message. And so, we think about, the people try to censor those who wear clothing that have a Bible message on it. I think most definitely, people will try to ridicule others who wear that. They try to make it more difficult to find. You don't find a whole lot of really a Bible of apparel with Bible messages on it, unless you're at like a Bible camp or something. You don't find that at Walmart. You go to
No.
Walmart, you find things with stuff written across the rear end and things like that instead. Whereas the Bible message, you have to go somewhere specifically, of course, to buy it. But the point I'm making is it's not readily available like so many other things. It's
Yeah,
not
for sure.
given its fair shake, so to speak.
We're sorry. We went to the Ark there in Kentucky a couple years ago, and they had this shirt that said, "I'm taking back the rainbow." And I'm like, man, I should have got that shirt. It's like, why not? Why it's and I'm not saying it's our rainbow or, but it's like, what was the rainbow put in to purpose? It was a sign from God to say, hey, I will not flood your land anymore. It's not meant for homosexuality. It's like our society just takes over these Christian emblems or Christian things that, and they put their stamp on it. And that's wrong. One thing I want to get into at the workplace too is one time I put like a scripture verse on my little, what is it, the signature. And one of my bosses, I've only had two bosses in my career, and this one boss goes, that might offend some people. You might want to take that down. I'm like, well, if they get offended, they can tell me. He's like, no, it's against our company policy. And I just asked our CEO, and I'm like, hey, is this again? He's like, no. But you probably want to take it down because it might offend. And everybody I've talked to, you come in contact with, there was no offense. There was no, but just to be a good employee, I took it down. But that's just a small thing of, the bigger picture. It's like, oh, we're afraid to get offended. Well, if you offend me, I'm going to tell you, or I'll go in my room and kick a, kick the cat, they say, or whatever. You know what I mean? Kick the dog. So.
It's and if really if the workplace is honest, and I don't know how, I can't speak for your work obviously, but I know some places where it's very hypocritical. And what I mean by that is the Christian can't put something up, but if someone else was to come into work wearing a t-shirt with something on it, and I mean, let's be honest, right now, anyone could walk into any company probably and wear a Black Lives Matter t-shirt and nothing's going to happen to them. Mm-hmm. But if you were to walk into one wearing Jesus loves you or Jesus saves, you're probably going to be pulled aside. I mean, that's probably a very good chance of that, right? Yeah. Putting up that no X sign, right? You can't do that. And so that's just one form of it. Now, of course, people are going to say, well, no, that's not true. Well, yeah, it is. If you don't, just try it sometime and see what happens. It's not definitely given the same treatment. Well, we're going to stop there this morning. When we come back next time, we'll continue. We'll probably wrap this up. Looking at Christianity being censored in the various ways that we see it today. So we do thank you for being here with us. I thank Brother Matt for being here with me this morning as well.
Thank you.
To see you again next time. Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we encourage you to please share this program, to like it on social media. Thank you for being with us today.